Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 141 for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Thursday morning following soybeans. Values were 2 to 4 cents higher, with the January contract checking in at $431.70 per ton. Prices received spillover support from Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. There is strong demand for soy meal right now, which is underpinning the market. However, reports indicate recent rains have improved the outlook for South America's soy crop, which was bearish. Farmers appear reluctant to sell right now, possibly because of the tight soy meal supply. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher, which cuts into crush margins and makes canola less attractive on the international market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans, wheat, and corn were all stronger. Soybeans were 15 to 16 cents per bushel higher, with the January contract checking in at $10.64 a bushel. Tight supplies of soy meal within the U.S. are raising the potential for imports from Argentina. Farmer selling has been slow, further adding to the tension in the market. Soybean spreads are on the downswing due to the larger cash supply. Corn was 5 to 6 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.84 per bushel. Talk of acreage reductions in various countries around the world is underpinning the market right now. Farmers in Brazil are not expected to plant as much second crop corn due to the delayed planting of soybeans. Winter weather in the Midwest has delayed the harvest. However, forecasts for warmer weather in the days ahead have raised speculation things will get back on track. U.S. wheat was 2 to 7 cents higher, with the December contract at $5.50 per bushel. Concerns that the recent winter weather in much of the U.S. could slow germination has been bullish for values. Interior basis levels are strong right now due to recent interest in milling wheat for the holiday season. There is talk Russian wheat production could be smaller next year due to their weak start to the season. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.